And Hajin Daf Yud Aleph discusses the number of halachis of Kiddush Achay of Ibur Hashanah, of adding on an extra month to the year, making it a leap year, a lunar leap year. Two of the halachos that are described, one of them is that the consent of the Nasi, the consent of the head of the Beis Din, is required in order for any Beis Din to declare the year a leap year. And the Gemara does not mention what the source for this halacha is. The second halacha that's mentioned is a dispute between the Chachamim and Rabbi Chananya. The Chachamim say that a leap year can only be declared in Eretz Yehuda, in the province of Yehuda, which is within Eretz Yisrael. However, if a leap year was declared in the Galil, which is a different province in Eretz Yisrael, further away from the Beis HaMikdash, so then a leap year, b'di'eved, certainly takes effect. However, Rabbi Chananya says that is not the case. A leap year must be declared in Medina Yehuda, and if it's declared in Galil, so it's invalid. The year is not a leap year, and there's no extra month in the year. And the Gemara then proceeds to ask, what's the reasoning, what's the source for Rabbi Chananya's halacha? And it quotes a pasuk, l'shichno sidrishu uvas hashama. The Gemara does not ask what is the source for the Chachamim, who say that l'chadchila, the leap year must be declared in Yehuda, but b'di'eved it's declared in Galil. It only asks for a source for Rabbi Chananya's halacha. So the question is, what exactly are the sources of these halachos, and what is the status, what do they tell us about Kiddush, about Ibur Hashanah? The Ramban, regarding the halacha that you require the consent of the Nasi, the Ramban writes that this is not a halacha d'oraisa, this is not even a din d'rabbanan. Rather, says the Ramban, this is a matter of judicial tradition. That because Klal Yisrael was maskim that Sanhedrin should be Kriveya, what's an Ibriyar, and the Sanhedrin was maskim, you know, through the strength of a long-standing tradition that they would only create an Ibr Shana with the consent of the Nasi, therefore the Nasi's consent is required. Certainly, in a time when there's no Nasi, the Sanhedrin can create leap years even without the Nasi's consent. And similarly, in a time when there's no Sanhedrin, so then the sages who are empowered by the Torah to create a leap year may do so even without the consent of the Sanhedrin. This is the opinion of the Ramban. However, the Rambam seems to argue, the Rambam thinks, unlike the Ramban, that these two halachos are part of the halachos of creating a leap year, the consent of the Nasi and the consent of Klal Yisrael, or the consent of the Nasi and the participation of the Sanhedrin is required, and absent the consent of the Nasi and the Sanhedrin's participation, the year is not a leap year, even if all of the sages who are, you know, according to the Ramban, empowered to create a leap year, even if they all consent and wish to create a leap year without the Nasi, without the Sanhedrin, nothing takes effect. Now, Rabbi Soloveitchik wanted to explain the position of the Rambam as approaching that of the Ramban, where the Rambam writes on the surface that Ibur Hashanah is a mitzvah which is miyuchad for the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Soloveitchik makes a number of important qualifications, and there are different Rabbi Soloveitchiks who make different qualifications. So, for example, Rabbi Yosef Ber Soloveitchik writes that Sanhedrin, when the Torah says that a certain halacha requires the participation of Sanhedrin, that can be for one of two reasons. For example, that when the Torah says that in order to create a milchama, in order to create a state of war, kivush rabim, such that any conquest that results from that war is considered a kivush rabim, a conquest of the public rather than a private conquest, the consent of the Sanhedrin is needed. And that, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, is a paradigm of the Sanhedrin functioning as determining the opinion of Klal Yisrael. We don't need to take a vote amongst all of Klal Yisrael whether to go to war or not, because once we take a vote from the Sanhedrin, that's considered Klal Yisrael's consent for going to war. It's not quite a democratic system. It's more of a, I wouldn't call it either a theocratic system, but it's a system in which Sanhedrin acts as the representatives of Klal Yisrael, because the Torah appointed the Sanhedrin to be representatives of Klal Yisrael. So let's say that there was no Sanhedrin, then all of Klal Yisrael could have voted to go to war and it would be a Kivush Rabim. And now that there is a Sanhedrin, so Sanhedrin as representatives of Klal Yisrael vote to go to war, and that creates a status of Kivush Rabim on the war. This is the paradigm of Sanhedrin functioning as representatives of Klal Yisrael. Then there's a second paradigm where Sanhedrin functions independently. Sanhedrin functions, call it perhaps representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they function as the interpreters of the Torah, and Klal Yisrael doesn't have bailus to interpret the Torah, it's only the Sanhedrin. And perhaps an example of that is Zakin Mamre, that if a person teaches a halacha which goes against the Sanhedrin, so the Sanhedrin, under certain circumstances, puts him to death, and that's not because he went against Klal Yisrael's representatives, but rather it's because he rebelled against the interpreters of Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's a paradigm of the function of Sanhedrin, which is independent of the representation of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Soloveitchik went further and said that when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, the Sanhedrin is not functioning as independent interpreters of Halacha. Rather, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, the Sanhedrin is functioning as representatives of Klal Yisrael. And based on that, Rabbi Soloveitchik explains why the Rambam says that nowadays Kiddush HaChodesh is performed, and Ibur Hashanah is performed every year that there's a leap year. There is a consent of all of Klal Yisrael that this year should be a leap year, and therefore that creates this year as a leap year. It needs to be funneled through Eretz Yisrael. It has to be the consent of all of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. But one way or another, the Rambam says that leap years nowadays are created only because of the consent of Klal Yisrael here and now. However, the Ramban, Lashitasu, argues on that. The Ramban, who holds that Be'etzem, Kiddush HaChodesh is neither a function of the Sanhedrin, nor a function of Klal Yisrael, rather it's a function of Chachamim, who have a certain stature. So the Ramban says that the only reason that we have leap years nowadays is because the Chachamim will have that stature from 1,000+ years ago, decided, and they were Mekadesh, and they were Koveya, that every year that we hold as a leap year should be a leap year. Meaning, 1,000+ years ago, they were Mekadesh and Ma'aber, the Shanim, for all times in the future until the Sanhedrin reconvenes and the third Beis HaMikdash is built from here of Yameinu Amein. So that's a different perspective. Again, the Ramban's perspective, you need a Nasi, because that's just a judicial tradition. For the Rambam's perspective, Rabbi Soloveitchik proceeds to explain, the Nasi may be required because without the Nasi's consent, nobody can say really that all of Klal Yisrael agrees. Meaning the Sanhedrin, as representatives of Klal Yisrael, there's no full representation unless the Nasi of the Sanhedrin is present. If the Nasi of the Sanhedrin is absent, and the Chachamim on the Sanhedrin vote independently, so there is no full representation of Klal Yisrael, and that's why, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Nasi's consent is required. And based on this, other halachos within Kiddush HaChodesh or within Ibur HaShanah can be explained. Perhaps we can talk about it a little more tomorrow.